Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we play an old song by Neil Young.
Wait, I thought this was a new music episode.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you just said this is an old song.
Yes, but it's also new.
Wait, is this another one of those time has no meaning during the pandemic references?
All right, Patrick, it's a new week here.
It is a new week, Jim. Yeah.
And what does that mean? That means we're going to take some listener calls. All right?
Yeah.
Let's start the week out right. You know, just take some listener calls. Sit back. You and I can just sit back, listen to these tapes.
Yeah.
Let a little micro cassette, you know.
Let the experts speak.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And what we're going to do is going to hear listener calls about new music discovered in June. This thing has really blown up.
Yeah.
It started with, you and I making picks, then the interns. Well, actually, I think Routledge came in after that. Stephen Routledge in Scotland started sending in his picks. And then we started getting the intern picks, and then more listeners started sending in picks. And now we have enough listener picks. We're going to do three episodes this week of just listeners talking about just new music from June, right?
We've crossed into a new area. It's really amazing. And I think it shows the spirit of our community, Jim. We're not just people sitting back, you know, arguing about whether the Warner Brothers or IRS Years of REM are better. We're constantly discovering like new music and turning each other on to it, which is really awesome. And there's a lot of stuff our community has taken up by themselves and done, you know, that we're not even involved in. And it's incredible.
It's crazy. So many people want to get their music that they have discovered out there and share it with other people. And we are happy to be that outlet, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I mentioned Stephen Routledge. Also, I should mention us. So my name is Jim Lenihan.
My name is Patrick Foster.
Yes, and we do this little show, Rockin' the Suburbs, and we are in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Yep.
The very hot and humid suburbs, and the also still largely closed down, you know, area. There's stuff reopened, but people don't seem to be packing places like maybe they are in other parts of the country. So
yeah,
that's
very
pretty
true.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. You and I are in our respective basements. As I mentioned, Stephen Routledge is out there in Scotland.
Yeah, a little farther away.
Just keeping it real for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And we are going to play now his June selections.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in with my new music selections for June. A few familiar faces on the list this month, as well as some new ones. First up, it would not fail to catch many listeners' attention that Neil Young has finally released the album Homegrown, 45 years after recording it. Whilst it was the correct decision to put out Tonight's the Night instead, back in 1975, this is still a very good collection, and plenty of the songs on their own could have slotted onto On the Beach in particular quite easily. My pick is the opener, with that lovely loose mid-70s feel, On Separate Ways. It's prime Uncle Neil. Next up is a new artist for me, Elizabeth Cook, and her song Perfect Girls of Pop. As the title suggests, it's poptastic, melodic but with drive. It reminded me of Jenny Lewis at times. One of those examples of the title and the sound of the song being in lockstep, and it's ideal summer listening. A slight gear change for choice three, which takes us to Minnesotan black metalers Panopticon. Mainly a solo project of Austin Lund, I featured his amazingly bleak alt-country song The Pit earlier in the year. This month he put out Live Migration, a live set recorded in 2018, but only released this month, and it is amazing. Intense, loud, heavy and dark, but for me at least, also uplifting. My pick is Capricious Miles. It starts full on and moves through the gears throughout the song. I know this won't be to everybody's taste, but immersing myself in this Tour de Force live album was a highlight this month. The heavy theme continues with Persist from Australian progressive metalers Ebon Ivory, who are another new discovery. It's technical, aggressive and melodic, and there's much to enjoy here. My final choice is Not a Runner from the LA band Momma. It has a floating, dreamlike feel, but with coruscating lyrics. There were a few tracks to enjoy on their new album, Two of Me, but I found it inconsistent overall. Well, that will do for my selection this month. I look forward to hearing what other listeners have selected. Be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
You really started something with the reverb, Patrick. You've been doing that since the beginning.
That's right. I'm glad it's grown legs of its own and expanded out from there. I love the way Stephen uses it at the end of his monthly calls, which we greatly appreciate, Stephen. Thank you so much for kind of leading a little mini movement here and setting the table for others, being the Stephen is the OG,
that's right.
As we said, the original who's called in and give us his picks, and he's really set a great template for others to follow. I mean, just listen to what he laid out for us. I can't wait to hear some of it, but it's very eclectic, all over the place, and always I find something to put onto my playlist when he's done.
Yes, so let's start with The Lost Neil Young album Homegrown, from the 70s, and this song he wanted us to hear is called Separate Ways.
I won't apologize. The light shone from in your eyes. It isn't gone, and it will soon come back again. Our separate ways, looking for better days, sharing our little boy who grew from joy back then. And it's all because of that love we knew, babe, that makes the world go round. Yes, it do, yes, it do.
Hey, Patrick, have you listened to this Neil Young record?
Yeah, I have. I played it a couple times. I mean, I'm very, very interested in Neil Young, and I'm really interested in this period particularly. I mean, Tonight's the Night and On the Beach are two of my very favorite Neil Young albums, and this one has kind of been, legendary among hardcore Neil Young fans for quite a while, so it's very nice to see it have a proper release. Most of this was recorded in late 1974. It was also a year that he was on tour with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and all of them were floating on certain waves of chemical excess. And, I don't think their diets were particularly well balanced at that time. There was a lot of white powder floating around, and a lot of these songs have that sort of, feel of something coming apart and, raggedness, yet beauty, that a lot of that music has.
I think the adjective I would use for this record is laconic.
There you go. That's perfect.
That in a good way. It's like, it's fun to listen to, but it's just so like at ease with itself in some way.
Yeah.
But then also you can hear a lot of pain in this record too, because my understanding is this is like a breakup record or a divorce album or something like
that's
that, right?
Right?
I don't really know that that much about Neil Young's personal life, but apparently he was going through a really difficult time when he made this, and that was part of the reason why he ultimately decided not to release it at the time, because it was just maybe too personal. And too painful.
And that's saying something after Tonight's the Night.
Yeah, right.
That's for sure.
So, but go check it out. Listen to it. I mean, you know, I think you'll find, for a Neil Young album, it may be a bit uneven, and you may, hear some stuff in there that makes you think like, okay, I kind of get why maybe you didn't want to put this out. Maybe it's not quite finished or whatever. Mm-hmm. But compared to any other artist, even the uneven stuff still sounds pretty damn good, so check it out.
Yeah, and there's a song on there that I did know called Love is a Rose, yes. which actually came out on the Decade album, which I don't know if yes. you ever had that. That was one of the first things I ever got by Neil Young, that triple album, because it was a great sampler of all his yes. career, you know, and that's where I knew that song.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because as I was listening to this Homegrown, I wasn't like really following the track listing. I just was like yeah. playing it, and then that's and then Love is a Rose came on. And I was like, wait a second. I've heard this before.
Same thing happened to me.
And then I had to look it up. I'm like, well, that's not on another yep. album. What is that on? Oh, yeah, it was on Decade. Right. So
right.
somehow that song made it out into the world. But yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the ones he wanted to put a few unreleased tunes on Decade to give, you know, some of his real hardcore fans a reason to pick it up. But it was probably the first Neil Young album I ever had.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's fantastic. So,
yeah.
Okay, next up on Stephen's list was Elizabeth Cook, and this song is called yeah. Perfect Girls of Pop. Okay, that was the singer who Stephen compared to Jenny Lewis, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Absolutely not aware of her work at all, and very, very interesting, and definitely had those big pop hooks that you were talking about. I mean, I love that kind of drum explosion sound that was happening kind of at the on the turnarounds there. That was very, very interesting.
Yeah, it looks like Elizabeth Cook has been around for a while, but I'm not familiar with her work either, but that was that was cool. So I enjoyed that very much. And, you know, yes, it has a good it's a very good song for this time of year, I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good windows down song. Yeah. Right. Driving around. You can hear it really well over the traffic noise.
OK. All right. Next up was Panopticon, mm-hmm. a live song called Capricious Miles. Okay, that is an assault.
Yeah, that thing is dense, man, to say the least. I'll tell you, I checked this band out, and I had not heard of them before. I think I mentioned that when we played something from them back in, I think it was in around February or so. And because, if you remember, Jim, Stephen played that country song that they had done, because, you know, occasionally they'll do like these slow sort of country style, you know, ballads. And I checked check the band out then. This definitely is a representation. I haven't heard this live one, but it's definitely a representation of what some of their heavier stuff sounds okay. like. Very pummeling, very dense, really packed in there. It's the kind of thing, if you listen to it, you know, elements begin to surface. I mean, just looking here at the credits, there's a keyboard player, two guitars, bass and drums. And I got to tell you, I didn't really hear the keyboards on that track. So it might take a while for that kind of thing to surface. Yeah.
Okay. And then the next one up was Ebon Ivory.
Yeah, Ebon Ivory.
This song is called Persist. Every step on the way, can you forget what they say? That every moment is a death left to play. We need them to be wrong. We suffer for too long. And you're weary eyes telling me you won't believe. One day you'll find what's keeping you All right, there you go.
Wow. Weirdest vocal duet of the year, assuming that's two different singers.
Yes, right.
I think it is. I
think so, too.
Like
yeah,
it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very unusual.
Okay.
Almost like a pop punk kind of thing with a much, much heavier you know, metal singer. That was really wild.
It was wild. That's for sure. Okay. Now, he also mentioned a band called Mama. But set that aside for a minute, because we're going to go to we're going to include another caller in on this episode, and we'll get back to that song.
Okay.
So let's let's hear now from Vasant.
Great.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Vasant Ramamurthy calling in from the suburbs of Chicago. Got a couple albums I've been digging in this month of June. One is by a band called Mama, M-O-M-M-A. They're a four-piece band from L.A. The album's called Two of Me. This album is kind of a 90s throwback. Reminds me of Liz Phair, early Veruca Salt, a little bit of shoegaze, that kind of snail mail kind of guitar rock. So it's a really good, catchy album I've been enjoying. The second is by a UK group called Salt, S-A-U-L-T. It's kind of a mystery band. Nobody really knows who the members are, and there's very little information out there. But they do have a couple albums, and they released one on Bandcamp for Name Your Own Price called Untitled Black Is. And that really an excellent mashup of a bunch of styles, trip-hop, Afrobeat, soul, just a bunch of kind of black music styles. And it's a really powerful album, especially lyrically in these times. So I definitely recommend throwing some bucks their way on Bandcamp. It's a really good album, Salt, Untitled. Those are my picks for June. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. So thank you.
Fantastic to hear from Vasant. I'm always intrigued when in this age of innuendo, rumor overload, and overexposure, a band goes the other way and deliberately keeps information on the down low. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It goes back to a time when you were intrigued and eager to find out more and based your opinion solely on music and not necessarily Instagram posts or
right.
other things. So I think that's really cool.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to play that one on today's episode because he also mentioned the band Mama.
Mama. Yeah.
The album is called Two of Me, and Vasant didn't mention a particular song, but Steven
right.
singled out a song called Not a Runner. So let's listen to that.
Okay.
I forgot that I'm just not a runner. You act like
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Yeah, I think those guys were right on with their descriptions. I mean, it hit those same buttons for me that they were talking about.
Yeah, they mentioned like Liz Phair, stuff like that, like Snail Mail, those things. Mm-hmm. I also heard, in a way, some Courtney Barnett in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That guitar mm-hmm. part especially reminded me of maybe like Depression or that kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of spacey sounding, you know, and eerie.
Almost a little bit of that Kurt Vile kind of, neo-psychedelic sound there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and her singing is not necessarily the same, but the song kind of sounds like a song maybe Courtney Barnett might sing. You know what I mean? Like, it has that kind of, like, wit, and it's kind of dense lyrically and all that stuff. So, nice.
Right, and the melody sort of sways along with the guitar, like, kind of rippling in the wind kind of a feel. Yeah, exactly. Good
shout.
So,
check that out. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other one that Vasant mentioned was Salt.
Salt.
Yeah, this was the one you said that there's mystery around this band.
Yeah, that's definitely what he was saying, and it certainly looks like it just from clicking through on their Bandcamp really quick.
So this album is called Untitled (parentheses) mm-hmm. Black Is. He didn't mention a particular song here, so why don't we do Wildfires? Okay. That goes down easy. That's nice. Yes.
Yeah, that was very cool. I got like a Portishead kind of a feeling from that, which is a band that I really like. And that was cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was really nice.
And, you know, as Vasant said there, have a name your own price there on Bandcamp, and seem to be donating the proceeds toward worthwhile causes. So definitely check them out over there.
Yep, and thanks to both Steven and Vasant for making some selections. Tomorrow, we'll come back with some other listeners making June new music selections, all right?
Sounds cool. I'm looking forward to it. I've already got a few new ones on my playlist, so I'm filling it up, fellas.
Okay, so if anyone would like to correspond with us, maybe get in on the July new music.
Yeah,
there you go. That'd be probably the way to go. Look forward that way. So be keep your ears open for new music you discover in July, and then around the end of the month, call 612-440-1984 and leave a message on your new music discovery. Or if you'd rather, you can email us and attach an audio file. We do like to hear your voice for these if you can. So you can always record like an audio file, like on your voice memo or that kind of thing, attach that, and then email that to rock@suburbspod.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Suburbs Pod. All right, let's get out of here and listen to some more new music tomorrow. All right?
I'm excited, man. Let's do it.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Yeah, get out that White Claw. Is that what people drink, right?
Yeah. That's
or Zima.
Nice and cold.
Have a Zima.
Yeah, Zima.
Okay.
I prefer to go Zima.